Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 3, Text 3. Interesting from the numerology standpoint. Samahuta Bhishmika Kanyaya Ye Shriya Savarnena Bubushayesham Gandharva Vritya Mishatam Slam Bhagam Chahre Padam Murdni Dadat Suparnaha. Samahuta Bhishmaka Kanyaya Ye Shriya Savarnena Bubushaye Sham Gandharva Vritya Mishitam Sabhaga Chare Pada Murni Dadat Suparna Samahuta Bhishmaka Kanyaya Ye Shriya Savarnena Bubushaye Sham Gandharva Vritya Mishitam Sabhagam Chahre Pada Murdni Dadat Suparnaha Samahuta Bhishmaka Kanyaya Ye Shriya Savarnena Bubushaye Sham Gandharva Vritya Mishatam Sabhagam Chare Pada Murni Dadat Suparnaha. Samahuta Bhishmaka Kanyaya Ye Shriya Savarnena Bubashaya Sham Gandharva Vritya Mishitam Sabhagam Anarva Vishvaka Kanyaya Shriya Savarnena Bubushaya Sham Dharamiya Vishudam Babagam Ramanes Vasavarna Samahuta Bhishmika Kanyaya Ye Yavarnena Vibhushaya Sham Gandharva Vritya Mishitam Svabhagam Nena Vritya Svabhagam Amata Bhishmaka Kanyaya Ye Yagavarnena Vibhushaya Sham Gandhara Vidya Mishatam Svabhagam Chare Pala Murni Dadati Sparna Samahuta Bishwaka Kanyayaye Sriya Subarnena Bhubhushaye Sam Gandhara Vritya Mishitam Svabhagam Vaishnavis, Samahuta Bhishmaka Kanyayaye Suyasubarnena Babushaye Tam Vayasya Vayasaram Samahuta Bhishmaka Kanyayaye Siva Savarnena Bhubhushaye Sam Kandhara Vritya Mishitam Svabhagam Nena Bhubhushaye Samahuta Bhishmaka Kanyayaye Shriyamana Babushaye Sam Jare Pada Murni Dadat Suparnaha. So thank you all for glorifying Sri Rukmini Devi by reciting this verse in her hearing. Samahuta invited Bhishmaka of King Bhishmaka, Kanyaya the daughter, yea, all those Shriya, fortune, Savarnena, by a similar sequence, Bhubhushaya, expecting to be so, Esham, of them, Gandhava, in marrying, Vritya, by such a custom, Mishatam, caring so, Svabhagam, own share, Jahe, took away, Padam, feet, Murni, on the head, Dadat, placed, Suparnaha, Garuda. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Attracted by the beauty and fortune of Rukmini, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, many great princes and kings assembled to marry her. But Lord Krishna, stepping over the other hopeful candidates, carried her away as his own share, as Garuda carried away nectar. Purport. Princess Rukmini, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, was actually as attractive as fortune itself, because she was as valuable as gold, both in color and in value. Since the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the property of the Supreme Lord. Rukmini was actually meant for Lord Krishna, but Shishupal was selected as her bridegroom by Rukmini's elder brother, although King Bhishmaka wanted his daughter to be married to Krishna. Rukmini invited Krishna to take her away from the clutches of Shishupal. So, when the bridegroom Shishupal came there with his party, with the desire to marry Rukmini, Krishna all of a sudden swept her from the scene, stepping over the heads of all the princes there, just as Garuda carried away nectar from the hands of the demigods. Okay, it's written in this version, which I printed from the Vasudeva. Of course, this is kind of a, I don't know why it says demons there, because I looked up, I was interested in this story when I was researching this class, so I looked up all the references to the demigods and the the nectar and Garuda. And Srila Prabhupada explains in one of his conversations or purports, I've got it here somewhere in the notes I took, that what this was referring to is that one time Garuda was trying to save his mother from some trouble she was in. His mother's name was Vinata. And he had a stepmother, Kudru. Actually, Vinata and Kudru are both daughters of Daksha, and they were given in marriage to the sage Kashyapa. And Vinata was the mother of Kudru. Excuse me, the mother of Garuda. Vinata was the mother of Garuda, and Kudru was the mother of serpents like Vasuki and so on. And somehow or other, there was some controversy between them. So to rescue his mother from Kudru, Srila Prabhupada said, the Garuda stole some nectar from the demigods, and as a result of that, Indra became angry and attacked him with his thunderbolt weapon. And it's stated that, Srila Prabhupada states that Garuda could have nullified the weapon, but out of respect, he offered one of his wings, you know, to take the impact of the weapon, just to kind of pay respects to the weapon and to Indra. So I'm not sure why in the Vedabase it says demigods, and there it says demons. Okay, maybe we'll have to. Yeah, so maybe we have to inquire about that. So, actually, we're celebrating two appearance days today, Rukmini and Jayananda. Oh, it's his disappearance? Okay. Disappearance. Jayananda Prabhu, I'll say a few words about him. He was the first, or one of the first, devotees to leave their body in this world in the presence, during the presence of Srila Prabhupada. And he was very much noticed by Srila Prabhupada, who wrote a letter upon his disappearance, hearing about it, that he had either gone back to Godhead or was in the heavenly planets, the higher heavenly planets. Yes. So he joined the Hare Krishna movement, joined ISKCON, became a disciple of Srila Prabhupada in the San Francisco temple, and was responsible for making Ratha Yatra happen on a grand scale there. And he staged many successful Ratha Yatras, not only in San Francisco, but in New York in 1976, I believe. And then after that, he had taken ill. He had an incurable, I think it was cancer. And he wound up coming to spend his last days here in New Dwarka. And he was instrumental in organizing the first Ratha Yatra here in L.A. And under his direction, devotees were building carts in the parking lot. And I remember it was his appearance day, and he was very ill at the time. He wasn't coming out a lot, and he wouldn't have come out for a birthday party. You know, he wasn't that type of person. So I remember I was doing service with the BBT at the time. They had, some of the devotees had made up a story that there was a big problem in the construction of the cart, and he had to come out and see it. And we were kind of all instructed, okay, everybody just be out there at a certain time. I forget what it was, 10 o'clock in the morning or something. So we were all out there, and he was brought into the parking lot with all the devotees there in his wheelchair, and he realized he'd been tricked. And, you know, the assembled devotees were able to honor him on his appearance day, and today we can remember him on his disappearance day. So, in this verse, 333 from the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're getting, you know, the condensed version of Rukmini's story, Queen Rukmini's story, how she was taken away by Krishna at her marriage ceremony. It's supposed to be with Shishupal, but she had written a letter to Krishna. She'd never seen Krishna. She'd only heard of Krishna from Narada Muni and other sages and personalities. So I thought that was a very important point, that one can become attracted to Krishna simply by hearing about the wonderful pastimes and qualities and teachings of Lord Krishna. So it's one of our processes to hear and chant about Krishna, chant his names, recite his pastimes. You have to hear about Krishna through the process of the cyclic succession, and in that way become attracted to Krishna, to serve Krishna, and develop a relationship with Krishna. So her example is instructive in that regard. So she'd heard about Krishna and decided she didn't want anybody else except him as her husband. So when this, although her father, King Bhishmaka, wanted her to be married to Krishna, her brother had come up with this idea, no, Shishupal will be the better husband. And somehow or other, Shishupal had prevailed over his father. And, you know, it was kind of settled in the family that she would marry Shishupal, but she didn't want to do that. So being a Raja Kanya, a daughter of a king, she knew a little bit about diplomacy. So she had a trusted Brahmin servant, and she gave him a message to take to Krishna. And in that message, which this Brahmin delivered to Krishna, she said, you know, you're the most wonderful person, and, you know, I would like to be your wife, and here's how it can happen. I'm supposed to be given to someone else, but if you come and kidnap me, you know, on the morning after I come out of the temple where I've been worshiping, you know, conducting some ceremonies, then at that time you can take me and I'll go. So that's basically what happened. Krishna showed up, and at the appropriate time he took her away in his chariot, as Srila Prabhupada says here, just like Garuda took nectar from apparently the demigods. So Rukmini, according to the Acharyas, is an expansion of Radharani, just like Krishna expands in different forms. He has his form as a cowherd boy in Goloka Vrindavan. That's his eternal original form. But he also expands himself in the form of Lord Narayan, and he appears also as a member of the royal order in Mathura and Dwarka. So just as Krishna expands in different forms, Radharani also expands in different forms to accompany him in his different manifestations. She expands as the queens in Dwarka. She expands as the goddesses of fortune in the Vaikuntha planets. But in the Vaikuntha planets, Krishna is worshipped in a mood of awe and reverence. In Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is worshipped more in a spontaneous mood. The residents of Vrindavan don't appreciate Krishna as the all-powerful, supreme personality of Godhead, in all his majesty and glory, and therefore we respect him. No, they just appreciate Krishna. They love Krishna. They're just attracted by him. So they have this spontaneous, pure, loving attraction for Krishna that Krishna appreciates more than anything else. So, in his other manifestations, sometimes the devotees become aware of his supreme position, and they are kind of overcome by awe and reverence, which is not a bad thing. It especially facilitates Shantaras and Dasyaras, but it kind of restricts the ability of those in the higher rasas to fully express their love for Krishna. Like in his teachings to Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya was describing this particular phenomenon that, say, like Arjuna, you know, when he saw Krishna's universal form and appreciated that his friend was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he apologized. And he said, "I'm sorry, Krishna, that I behaved, you know, like an ordinary friend." And but in Goloka Vrindavan, you know, Krishna's friends are saying, "Okay, you lost the game. You have to carry us on your shoulders." You know, they treat him just like a friend. And they're never in awe and reverence. And, you know, the same with Krishna's parents and the Vatsalyaras, Vasudeva and Devaki. You know, when Krishna appeared to them, he appeared in his four-armed Vishnu form at first. So they would understand, you know, yes, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who you wanted as your son. So they were in awe and reverence, you know, like, but Mother Yashoda, Krishna, you misbehaved, I'm going to tie you up. You know, her feelings of love for Krishna weren't constricted by any thought that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, who I got to behave very carefully around. And Lord Chaitanya also gave the example of Rukmini, how in her dealings with Krishna, Krishna was joking with her once, you know, thought maybe she'll just continue. He was joking, you know, "I really shouldn't be your husband. I'm really not a very nice guy. I do this and that. You should have somebody more qualified as your husband. Maybe you should have married Shishupal." You know, like, Krishna was joking, but she didn't take it as a joke because she was a little bit aware of his opulence and position. So she became a little frightened at that point rather than just giving it back to him as one of the gopis might do. So story of her marriage comes up in Chaitanya Leela in the pastime related to Sakshi Gopal, you know, the witness, the deity who became a witness. You know, there was an elderly Brahmin and a young Brahmin. They went to Vrindavan, and the young Brahmin was serving the elderly Brahmin very nicely. They were both from the same town in southern India, Vidyanagara. And when they were in Vrindavan, the younger devotee was serving the older one very nicely. And he said, the older one said, you know, you've served me so nicely, I'm going to arrange for my daughter, you know, my favorite daughter, to marry you, to be your wife. And the younger Brahmin gave the example of Rukmini. He said, well, what about your relatives? What about your sons? What about your brothers, your wife? It's going to be just like Rukmini. You know, the king, you know, Bhishmaka wanted her to be the wife of Krishna, but the family decided no. So how do I know that's not going to happen? You know, and, you know, the Brahmin said, no, if I say it, it'll happen. So the younger Brahmin told him, well, you have to promise me in front of the deity, Gopal. And the Brahmin, older Brahmin, did. He promised, yes, you know, you'll get my daughter as your wife. And the younger Brahmin told the deity, you're the witness. And that means if I need you, you're going to have to come and testify on my behalf. So, you know, they went home to the village or the town, and after some time, the younger Brahmin approached the older one and said, okay, you promised, but nothing's happening. And he said, well, I just don't remember. His son actually came and said, you know, beforehand, the family had gotten together, the father had told them what they'd done, and the family just said, no way. You know, we'll get you out of this. You just have to say you don't remember anything, and we'll do the rest. You know, and they kind of accused him in the assembly. He poisoned my father. He misled him. So the younger Brahmin went to Vrindavan and said, okay, you're going to have to come and be a witness for me. And he said, okay, I'll come, but don't look back and check on me. So he went. You know, the young Brahmin went, and he just heard the ankle bells of Krishna coming behind him. He didn't look, but finally they got to the assembly, and, you know, the deity gave testimony in favor of the younger Brahmin. But another way that Rukmini comes into Chaitanya Lila is that Lord Chaitanya would sometimes go to the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, and they would perform dramas. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it stated that Lord Chaitanya would take the part of Rukmini in these dramas. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Lord Chaitanya would take that role in these dramas. So we're very fortunate to be in this temple and to be offering our service to Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. So I'll stop there. Yes. I did. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, when my son and his father and I joined the temple in 1974 in San Francisco, The only place for us initially was on the prasadam room floor of Jayananda's apartment that he shared with his wife and Tridevi and Fiorini. So the first time I saw Jayananda, he came in maybe 8:30 at night, and he'd been working all day in his work clothes. And so Fiorini brought him his sweets. She made sweets for him every night. And the first thing he said, I heard him say, was, I'm so fallen. I eat sweets at night, and I'm so fallen. And this, he was such a beautiful, gentle, kind person, but I didn't know anything about him. So I'm thinking in my mind, is that true? If you eat sweets at night, does that mean you're fallen? So, but I soon learned different. But one story I never hear about Jayananda very often is that he did the trash at the San Francisco temple, and he loved that service, and you'd always see him in his work clothes, his cotton jacket, taking out the trash. So one day they decided they would get a trash compactor for Jayananda. And so they called him in and said, Jayananda, we're going to get you a trash compactor. And his response was, why do you want to take away my service?
Hmm.
That's Jayananda.
I would just only add to this, the wonderful aspect of Jayananda was that he had this very, very special ability to connect, to relate, to attach himself to the ordinary persons and engage them in the service of Krishna. So nobody really thought that they were doing some special service of Krishna. It was just another work for Johnny. That's what they called him, Johnny. So they said, and they'd come and they'd say, hey, where's Johnny? Where is he? You know, they were always looking for him because he was the organizer. So therefore, Jayananda really was able to touch the hearts, and that's what I'm trying to illustrate. And very few of us can do this. And he had such sweetness, such love, such a sense of wonder of the whole festival and how it made everyone so close to Krishna.
Yes. Thank you. So, any other? Okay. Jayananda Ki, we got more?
I have a question.
Okay,
that's
go ahead.
One of our acharyas, his name is Lochan Das Thakur. He wrote Chaitanya Mangal, Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And at the beginning, it describes how there's another story of the reason why Lord Chaitanya advented into this world. And this, it was that Rukmini in Dwarka was describing the glories of Srimati Radharani's love to Krishna. And then when he heard this in Dwarka, he wanted to experience what that love felt like. So that's one of the reasons why he came down in the role of Srimati Radharani, according to Lochan Das Thakur. And my question, capitalizing on that point, is some of the pastimes in that book are the same pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but many of the incidents happen completely different. So I was just wondering, like, how is that possible? Some of the pastimes are completely, they orchestrate in a different way.
Well, just in general, as a general practice, we go by, you know, the descriptions that are given in the books that Srila Prabhupada selected for us, and you know, we'll accept those versions. Why there may be different versions, we may, if we have definite information from our acharyas, why they may be different or what the explanation is, then we can accept that. If we don't, then we just have to put it in a suspense account. as Sariputta once said to me, you put it in a suspense account and say, well, that's interesting. And understand that there, you know, between acharyas on that level, there's no difference in what they're saying, although we may not understand or appreciate exactly how that is the case. Thank you. Hare Krishna.